بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, yes, all of that white stuff you see is snow, and see the sun on the tops of those branches, the trees. So it's quite a nice day. The temperature is about 8 degrees Celsius. But there is a lot of snow. So I thought, let me sit outside here and make this video just for the fun of it. In Ramadan, in the middle of the ayat relating to Ramadan al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the following. Where Allah said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if when my slave asks about me, I am near to him, say, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my slave is asks about me, I am near to him, let him ask me, I will give him. But two things. Allah said, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Let him accept my orders, let him believe in me, let him obey me, and let him have faith in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Perhaps he will be among the guided. In the Quran, لَعَلَّ is taken as yaqeen. Definitely he will be guided among those people who are guided. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, the whole purpose of this life is to live it in a way reflecting the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the guidance of Islam, because this is good for us, alhamdulillah, in this world, and inshallah, we ask Allah for Jannah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this beautiful thing, and think about this. Ramadan came in order to make us muttaqoon. Who is a muttaqi? A muttaqi is one who is conscious of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. Like I have said yesterday, a muttaqi is one who is constantly aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And when he is aware or she is aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, they feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of taqwa. Taqwa is taqwa is a combination of the khashyat of Allah and the hub of Allah. The glory and awe and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which comes from looking at His creation. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which comes from being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. Now when these two things happen, when there is the khashyat of Allah and the hub of Allah, the condition that happens, the result of these two things, the state of the heart is that of having taqwa. Now when a person has taqwa, the person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for making him or her among those who recognize him and who worship him and who do not join partners with him and who do not defy him or deny him. So you feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the natural thing you need to do or you will feel like doing, which is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to make dua. You say, oh my Rabb, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give me, Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Rabbal Alameen, give me Jannah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, these are my hajat in this dunya, oh Allah, these are my enemies, Ya Allah, you know my enemies, Anta alamu bi adaina wa kafa billahi waliya wa kafa billahi nasira, Anta, you know who my enemies are and you are sufficient for me as a wali and as a help and support and as a nasir, as somebody who gives me nusra. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Ufawwidhu amri ila Allah. Inna Allah basirum bil ibad. I give all my cares and all my problems and all my challenges in my life and all my duties. I hand them over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the best ni'mal wakil. نعم المولى ونعم الوكيل. He is the best Mawla, He is the best supporter, He is the best friend, not in a human sense, but in the sense of being of Allah being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the best helper, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basirun bil ibad, He sees His ibad, He in real time, Allah knows, Allah is seeing, Allah is listening, Allah is hearing, Allah is aware, Allah understands. And latifun bil ibad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the smallest and the most minute and the most subtle things about us, and He completely and totally fulfills every single need of ours in this life. And therefore, I make dua and I say, oh Allah, in this life You fulfilled every single need of mine, asked and unasked. How many of us asked for air to breathe? Allah gave us. How many of us asked for food to digest properly? Allah gave us. How many of us asked for eyesight and hearing? I can make a long list. I don't need to do that. You know that list. Now my point is, Oh Allah, in this life You gave me, You fulfilled every single need of mine, asked and unasked. On the day of judgment, I will have only one need, and that is the need for Your mercy. Oh Allah, fulfill that, because You are the one who fulfills all needs, fid dunya wal akhirah, in this life and in the next life. Because You are the hajat rawa, You are the one who takes away the hajat, who fulfills the hajat. Alhamdulillah, what is the hajat on the day of judgment? Is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, let my slave ask me, I will give him. If he asks about me, I am close to him. See the beauty of this thing. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my slave asks about me, I am close to him. The very fact that you are curious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very fact that you want to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a means of drawing close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know yet. You're still asking. The person is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Allah? Please tell me who is Allah. He is only asking this question. He does not yet know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Yet Allah is saying, I am close to the person. Even without the person having made an effort to go and learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the fact that he is curious. Just the fact that he or she is asking a question. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, therefore let him ask me. Because if he is curious about me, who am I? I am Rabbul Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all the treasures that we can imagine and that we cannot imagine, in the heavens and the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let him ask me. When he asks about me, I am close to him. So let him make dua to me. Ramadan is the month for dua. Make dua, ask and ask and ask and ask and ask. And believe me, subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. This is the feeling that every time I have gone for Hajj, when I'm standing in Arafat and making dua, my feeling is this, which is inadequacy on my part to be able to ask. You know, I have all these long duas. I make all the dua. And then, of course, I think about all my friends and so on. Different people have told me, ask this. I've done everything. I've finished the whole thing. I look at my watch, and maybe 20 minutes have passed. Maybe half an hour has passed. Maybe 45 minutes have passed. I still have the whole day till evening. Right? This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yawm al-Arafah is still there. My dua is over. Now what do? I ask again. So another half an hour, still the whole day. That is why Rasulullah said that if all the human beings and all the jinn ever created, from the first of them to the last of them, this is the hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa informed us. He said, if all of them, all the humans and all the jinns, and when you say all, who do you mean? Everybody. If all of them collect together in one place and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single desire and need they have, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it all to them instantaneously, it will not even decrease from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the equivalent of the water which will stick to the end of a needle which is dipped in the ocean and removed. Not even that. This is Allah. So make dua. Make lots and lots and lots of dua. More about this tomorrow, inshallah. But right now, just make dua. Ask and ask and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask for yourself. Ask for your family. Ask for the whole of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah to give you that which you ask with afia, and to give you that which you did not ask and you could not ask and you did not know to ask and you forgot to ask from His mercy and His glory and His magnificence, inshallah. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ